Hello, 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 John Mason. How is everybody? I and the rest of the world continue to admire the valor of the Ukrainian people as people from all walks of life, not just professional military, but regular citizens, little kids, and their great-grandparents taking up arms and manufacturing Molotov cocktails in defense of their country. I can't praise them enough. And there is a growing anti-war movement in Russia. There have been demonstrations in St. Petersburg and Moscow and the other cities protesting against Putin leading their young men into the slaughter fields to get killed. That is totally unacceptable. Well, he's here trying to make sense of what Putin is doing. And he's always had this idea of reestablishing the old Soviet Union, the domination of the other countries that were Soviet republics under the old Soviet Union. And the fact that they're sovereign nations now who want to remain sovereign nations means nothing to him. He will do his bit to run roughshod over the claim over these nations so as to attain at least some sort of hegemony, if not outright domination. Does he not know that the world is going against him for this? And of course, there's always these speculations about his mental health. What's he thinking, if he's thinking at all? And unfortunately, in this country, Putin has his fans among the ultra-right in the Republican Party, such as Donald Trump himself, and some of the mouthpieces in Fox News and OAN, praising Putin for his devotion to traditional Western Christian values, the fact that he is anti-gay, that appeals to the evangelical Christians. The true nature of the Republican Party and the conservative movement itself is coming out. There was a strong authoritarian streak within the conservative movement and the Republican Party that was always under the surface. But now it's coming out full force in view of everything and everybody. And they don't care. It's like this one dominant group, as several. My theory is that is several dominant demographics. Our own oligarch class and white supremacists and Christian supremacists in this country have banded together to reestablish their dominance, their power over other peoples. They think they should be the true rulers of the nation. They're doing everything they can to prevent the other groups, people of color, women, LGBTs, workers, keep them from attaining office, attaining seats in legislative bodies, and preventing other, and making damn sure they don't legislate for their own benefit. There's always been the conservative mindset. I don't like porn, so I won't let others watch porn. I don't like gay, so I'll terrorize gay people and not leave them alone. I don't like any expression of sexuality, So instead of just avoiding the strip club, I'll close down the strip club. I don't want to have an abortion, so I won't let other women have an abortion. You get the picture. It's not a pretty picture. And just as Putin thinks that all the former Soviet republics are going to meekly submit to Russian domination and be part of his new empire, with him as the new czar, the conservatives in this country presume that we won't defend ourselves, that we won't stand up for our rights, that we're just going to sit back and take it. Well, brothers and sisters, cats and kittens, I take this time to say, no way. We won't allow ourselves to be dominated or controlled by people who care nothing about us, who uses us as either scapegoats for their problems or tools in their factories to be disposed of when we're broken down. We will stand up for our rights. We may not have to pick up a rifle, just like the valiant people of Ukraine, but we got the vote. That's our superpower. And without that right to vote, all bets are off. Nope. Well, if we can't express ourselves in a ballot box, then there'll be others. Ways for us to stand for ourselves, and it won't be pretty. But to prevent that unfortunate day, I urge you, everyone within the sound of my podcast, stand up for yourselves. Band together and stand up for your communities, your rights as a worker, your rights as a citizen. Contact the editorial board of your local newspaper, express your opinion. Take part in a neighborhood demonstration to protest some terrible thing going on, like too many guns out in the street. And organize yourselves to educate yourselves. Learn about what's going on in the world and in your community. And finally, when the voting time comes, get out and vote. Get out and vote. And don't let anybody or anything get in your way of your rights as a citizen. Okay? Okay. There's more to come. Count on it. And now I take my time to for advertisements. My very dear friend, Anita DeFrancesco, has written a book, The Donna Gentile Story, about a cousin of hers who fought against police corruption. A cousin of hers. The Donna Gentile Story. Look it up. And my own novel, Soldier of the Cross, is available on Amazon. Or else look it up and contact your favorite neighborhood bookstore and put in a request for it. And I now talk up Hemporific LLC, my nice neighborhood CBD product store located on 15th and Snyder in South Philadelphia. They got some of the finest CBD products, flower and gummies and waters and juices and teas and dog treats. Look it up, please. HemporificLLC.com. I also now talk up my wonderful career coach, Michelle Snow. Like any other coach, Michelle will guide you as you develop your professional career or your small business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other small entrepreneurs and up-and-coming professionals. Look them up, please. GrowWithSnow.com. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay, cats and kittens. That's all for now. But fear not, there'll be more to come. Just as I'm continuing to speak out, you too speak out. And educate. Hit the library, hit the books. Learn what's going on. That's it. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.